50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I feel more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
It's election day.
It's election day.
It is election day.
Going out there and vote. In some places, I know it's not election day in everywhere. I know in Jersey, definitely, we need you to go out and vote. We're voting for governor. In New York, they're voting for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure anywhere else, though.
All right.
I definitely don't, though.
Well,
I'm going to be totally honest with you.
You should go out and vote, especially you live in Jersey. You should go out and vote for Jersey.
I got all the stuff in my mail in my mail the past couple weeks.
It tells you where to go vote and all that, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know nothing about none of the candidates. And I ain't going to sit there in front and lie to y'all. I did a very poor job at paying attention to who was running for what.
Well, we need to look it up today. Okay. You still got time. Look it up today
and
see what they're about.
You
got to figure it out today. You got to go today.
I'm going to go pick a color, all right?
You can't
only
pick
two
a color.
Colors to choose from, right? Either blue or red. Okay, I'm going to pick a color.
Oh, man. My goodness.
Right. Now, shout out to Mel Nelson. They sent me a copy of The Lion King.
Oh, you're getting there.
Yeah, so someone, one of our listeners, who's a huge fan from Vegas, said, please watch this so that you guys will leave me alone.
You got to watch it.
I'm going to watch it after I watch the live action movie.
No, you can't do that. In fact, if you have never seen the original cartoon, you shouldn't even be allowed to watch the live action one. And I do hope that the Migos get the job as the hyenas.
I think that
would actually be a great, great idea. Don't say the three hyenas like you know what's going on.
I saw the posting.
Okay.
I was like, what are they talking about?
Exactly. Oh, you don't know what role the hyenas playing in Lion King.
I bet they're hyenas.
And listen, salute to everybody outside of the radio station this morning on their grind.
There was a bunch of people out there.
I know, man, and I always feel bad because they be wanting to build, but I don't have time to build. It was 5:57. I had to run.
We got a show to do.
It was about 5:58 because I was there about 5:57.
Absolutely,
I hit him with I was a running back this morning. It was I stiff arm one, spun on another, and went the door.
This is not a good time when you're walking in the building trying to make it to work on time.
But I do respect y'all hustle, man. Drop on the clues bombs for everybody out there who be on their early morning grind.
You say that, and there's going to be more out there.
Yeah, now there's going to be more.
They always are. Y'all don't ever notice. It's a lot out there.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. There's one dude, he's out there all the time.
That's my guy, Nino. Drop on the clues bombs for Nino.
What does Nino do?
Nino raps.
Okay.
Nino be coming up. Nino be coming to New York and staying in homeless shelters.
Really?
Yes.
How's his lyrics?
He was in here. Remember, I brought him in here one time and I let him freestyle for y'all. He's not black or white. I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
The other.
He wasn't too good when he came up here that time.
I mean, he wasn't, but you know, I respect his ambition.
Okay. All right. Well, shout to Nino then. All right, let's get the show cracking.
I think he's all right, though. I ain't going to say he's not.
I didn't like that rap.
He was freestyling
that day.
He
was nervous.
And I told him that. I was like, you're sounding shaky.
Yeah, you did tell
him
that.
But he's all right, though. He's a good guy.
Meiko Grimes will be joining us this morning. Now, explain to the people who Meiko Grimes is.
Meiko is the wife of, I think, Brett plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if I'm not mistaken. Uh-huh. What show was she on VH1?
It was...
Ball of Wives.
Yeah, Ball of Wives.
On VH1.
The show with Kiafa Vick and...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mike Vick and all them.
And mm-hmm. Meiko got a very reckless mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
Very.
It's well known just because a lot of issues have happened because of things that she said.
Yes. All right. So we'll kick with her early today. And also, Meek Mill was arrested, right? We got to talk about that.
We'll definitely give you that information.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll talk about DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, the Detroit Lions in Monday Night Football beat the Packers 30-17. Now, let's get an update on this Texas church shooting, Yee.
Yes, so police are saying they believe it was a domestic situation that caused Devin Kelly to go in and kill 26 people and injure more than 20 people when he opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs Sunday morning.
What do you mean a domestic situation?
What they're saying is that he was getting into an argument with his mother-in-law, and there was some text messages back and forth, and I guess she went to that church. He had made threatening text messages to her, so they don't believe at this point that it was racially motivated. It wasn't over religious beliefs. They said it was something that was going on with the family and the in-laws. So they're saying it wasn't just a random act of violence. It was, in fact, targeted toward the mother-in-law.
So this terrorist, this member of Vanilla ISIS, is upset about something that was going on in his house. So he decided to go shoot up a church?
Allegedly. That makes no sense. This is what the police are saying so far. They're still investigating. Now, there was... One man, a man from Sutherland Springs who lived across the street from the church, and he talked about what happened when he actually ran across the street to the church. His name is Stephen Williford, to shoot and kill the shooter. Here's what he said.
And every time I heard a shot, I knew that that probably represented a life. I was scared to death. I was scared for me, and I was scared for every one of them. And I was scared for my own family that just lived less than a block away. I'm no hero. I think my God, my Lord, protected me and gave me the skills to do what needed to be done.
Thank God he had a gun.
Yes, drop one of Clues Bombs for Stephen Williford. And that's exactly why I believe in my 2A rights, because until y'all get some type of gun reform to keep
Absolutely.
The guns out of the hands of crazy people, the same people need to have theirs to protect us from them.
Thank God he had his right to carry his firearm with him.
All right. And last but not least, a really sad story in Nevada. The father of a gay teenager allegedly shot and killed him over the fact that he did not want his son to be gay. Giovanni Melton, 14 years old, was killed by his own father, Wendell Melton, after an argument about him having a boyfriend. Now, according to the teen's former foster mom, Sonia Jones, she said he hated the fact that his son was gay. I'm sure that inside of his mind, he would rather have a dead son than a gay son. So he had caught his teenage son with his boyfriend before, and he pulled a gun on him at that time also.
Now, that's a throwback murder. What year is this? 1980 something?
Ridiculous. Really sad.
Like, people still think in that way?
Wendell Melton was taken into custody. He was charged with open murder, child abuse, and a prohibited person possessing a firearm.
I just don't understand throwing away your life for something that you hate. Like, if you're a racist or you're homophobic or, you know, you're misogynistic, like, if you really hate something, just stay away from it. Don't throw your life away for it. It's like those kids, I think it was in Georgia, those white kids who was harassing black kids for, like, a couple of days and ended up getting like 15 years or 20 years.
And they were crying, I'm not like that.
Why are you throwing your life away over things that you hate? Just ignore it. Mind your business. That's it.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, or maybe you had a great night. You want to spread some positivity. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This is Chandler from Columbus, Ohio.
What's up, man? Get it off your chest, bro.
I'm trying to get off my chest about, come on, y'all. Charlamagne, why haven't y'all gave this Negro Tyrese, this waffle-colored Negro Tyrese, the donkey of the day.
First of all, Tyrese is not waffle-colored at all. Not even a little bit. And give him some time, sir. I feel he about to run right into this brick wall.
And he's no longer welcome in the dark-skinned community. He's waffle-colored now.
I know
y'all seen that stunt he did last night where he was crying and stuff when he was in the kitchen. So he's
chef.
No longer welcome in the dark-skinned community. And I think you need to get... He was on... it's on World Star Hip Hop. He was in the kitchen once again, crying,
he was tearing
about
his chef. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if I'm Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, I'm going to be like, I told you to stay off the internet. I'm going to need that $5 million back.
I feel like God is directing my steps on this one, and I feel like he's going to have a message for Tyrese real soon.
All right. Hello, who's this?
I don't even know what to say. Congratulations.
Hey, this is Mike Allen out of Ohio, man. What's up, man? I want to get it off my chest, and so I was just talking about that homosexuality stuff.
Oh, okay, Lord, go ahead. Have mercy.
Look, there goes Charlamagne. Look, man, this needs to be said, man. No, we shouldn't be bashing them and killing them and saying all that negative stuff to them, but on the same hand, it's got to be said, man, it ain't cool to be gay.
What?
That is not cool.
Oh, my goodness.
You know you just contradicted yourself, right?
Sure did.
No, that's what I'm saying. They got their...
Listen, it's cool if you're not gay and that's how you are, but if somebody else is living their life and that's what makes them happy, why do you care?
No, I mean, what I care about is, like, they trying to push this off on you. Every time you turn it on TV, it's there, and then they want to treat you like a peasant when you ain't a peasant?
I'm going to be honest, my brother. It always bugs me out when I see black men who have been, you know, like, historically, we've been oppressed and marginalized and discriminated against the most in this society.
Right.
I don't understand why we direct that same energy towards somebody else. Because trust me, there's a white person out there right now this morning saying it's not cool to be black.
Okay, being black, I can't help it. I was born black.
And
gay,
some people
gay,
were born like gay.
Gay people feel the same way.
Yeah,
some people,
absolutely.
Some gay people feel
okay,
they were born gay.
And I'm glad y'all said that. This is what y'all use to kill somebody when they talking about they born gay. Science, the same thing they try to say. Anything you born with, I can go to your DNA. Charlemagne gonna be have red eyes. He gonna be born with this. He gonna
no
be born
eyes.
With that.
So
where's
about?
The gay gene?
Why do you
so
care about?
Gene?
Listen, why
if you're
do you
not
care?
Gay, why do you care what somebody else
Why do you care about
doing?
Who somebody sucking?
Hey, yo.
I'm just saying, who other people sleep with don't make you nuts, so why do you care?
Oh, my gosh.
This is what I be talking about when I say that we go too hard minding other people's business. Who cares?
And I'm sure you have some family members or some friends, people close to you that are gay also.
And this is what my daughter's talking about when he says the show is too vulgar. You see that? Like, this is what she's talking about.
Sometimes these harsh lessons need to come fast and direct.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yo, what's up?
Get it off your chest, DJ.
Yeah. DJ Envy, I just want to say I don't appreciate how you tell us regular people not to curse when we call in on the radio. But also, I just want to say I'm blessed. But my newborn son, he'll be 1 month on Friday.
Congratulations,
what?
My brother.
You shouldn't curse. What is wrong with you?
What happened?
I said, yeah, you shouldn't curse.
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't curse, but at the same time, tell that the same people that you're doing the interviews with.
Tell them have the same energy when them
That's
artists come up here.
You tell them, stop letting them people come up here and curse
All
when
right,
they do
right.
interviews.
Charlamagne, stop cursing.
I don't curse.
You just
you
did.
You just did.
No, I didn't. I said,
That's a curse. Oh, you know what? Trav!
What's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
Hey,
Trav, what's up, boo? Trav, can we get your Instagram?
You want my, can I give it to you? Like, I can give it to you off air.
Trav said he don't do that.
Because everybody thinks that you are so fine. They think that from your voice.
I can definitely give you my Instagram, but I don't want it on air, though.
Okay, all right. We're going to be friends.
Hey.
You're not going to speak to Charlamagne,
hey,
Trav?
I was just about to say, hey, Leonard.
Hey, sis. How are you?
What's up today, Trav? How you feeling?
Let me ask you a question, Envy.
Yes.
Because you have been acting like you don't know what Backpage all this time is, mm-hmm. but how the hell you know what Grindr is?
I had That's to a... ask what
no,
Grindr was.
No, he knew.
No. You immediately knew it was a gay dating app.
Read
and I was confused.
Read his ass, Trav.
I had to ask, Trav.
Envy only cares about what's important to him.
Read him, Trav.
I need to know because, you know, and what's so funny is I was outside the Breakfast Club one day and I was on Grindr and there was this profile up there that said, don't envy me. And it was a wow. profile picture of a dildo, so I thought it was you.
You know what?
Hey, listen, how much has Envy stock raised in the gay community ever since y'all heard he takes 9.5 inches?
Envy's name is out here in these LGBT streets. Ooh. I just want Envy to know that.
That's cute.
Thanks, Chad.
Better go get
but
that bag.
Can I say one serious thing?
Yeah.
So this father killed his gay son the other day. His name is Wendell Melton.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, his name is trash. But his name is Wendell. He killed his son for being gay like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and
we talked about that.
I need to let people know that, especially like black fathers, like your gay son, they need you just as much as anybody. Like, if you think mm-hmm. your son is gay, don't shy away from talking to him about it. Like, don't put him off to the side. Because we need black fathers just as much as anybody.
Yes, absolutely right.
All right, Trav.
Thank you, Trav. I appreciate
bye,
you.
Bye, y'all.
Have a good one, Trav. He still didn't give you his Instagram, though.
Leonard. I know. He got off the phone. He thinks he's slick.
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way?
I mean, let's get right into it. Meek Mill, we were all shocked when we heard the news yesterday about him having to go directly to jail.
All right. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Meek Mill is back in prison for a minimum of 2 years, and that's for violating probation. He was in court yesterday. We told you he was going to court on Monday, and that's when the judge said he had violated probation because he got arrested for a St. Louis airport fight and for a reckless driving arrest in New York City. Both cases were dropped.
Right.
But the judge said that the arrests alone were violations and gave him 2 to 4 years in prison.
I thought it was a failed drug test as well.
No, that was old. That was a long time ago. He only got put back for these 2 arrests, which were dropped, which seems crazy.
Now, Jay-Z said the sentence handed down by the judge against the recommendation of the assistant district attorney and probation officer is unjust and heavy-handed. We will always stand by and support Meek Mill, both as he attempts to right this wrongful sentence and then in returning to his musical career. Now, the word is, according to TMZ, they are saying that Meek Mill is back behind bars because the judge has an issue with Meek. They're saying
that during
a meeting in the chambers last year, the judge asked him to do a remake of Boys to Men's On Bended Knee.
This don't even sound right.
Judge a shout out. Now, Meek just laughed because it sounds like a joke. And apparently the judge said, I'm not kidding. And Meek Mill refused to do it. So she said, okay, suit yourself.
Well, isn't that unethical? You can't ask somebody to do something like that, right?
I don't think you can
now,
do that.
There is a way for him to freak on Bended Knee. He could have made it about the whole NFL protest and Colin Kaepernick. But why would a judge ask somebody to do that?
I don't know.
Can they prove that? Can they prove that the judge?
I don't think they can prove that. But that judge seems like she has it out for me.
That's according to one of Meek Mill's attorneys. So we don't know. I don't know if there's any record of this having happened. Now, a lot of people responded and showed support for Meek Mill. T.I. said, was with you then and we still with you now. This too shall pass. You got this. God places the heaviest loads on the strongest backs. We got real love for you out here, King. Nipsey Hussle said, to be young, black, and successful, you enemy number one, hold your head. Meek Mill, the streets chose you. Kevin Hart said, praying for my brother Meek Mill right now. God sometimes puts the toughest battles on his strongest soldiers. I'm here for you, man.
Here's the thing, though. If Meek knew the judge had it out for him, why is he fighting in airports? Why is he reckless driving in New York and putting it on IG Live? Now, we can talk all day on whether or not his sentence was too harsh, but we also have to talk about personal accountability. If you know the justice system is on your ass the way they was on Meek's ass, you have to move accordingly and not give them a reason to send you away.
So we don't know what happened in the St. Louis case. He might have did absolutely positively nothing, and the guy might have just said it was Meek's problem, and then in New York, it was a video shoot where police were around when he was shooting the video, so everything was fine.
And
they just came back later.
Dropped,
and both cases were dropped.
But you can't get arrested when you're on probation. And it was the failed drug test that they bought up as well.
No, that had nothing to do with this one.
You failed a drug test before is what I'm saying. You're on probation. You can't be failing drug tests. You can't be doing drugs when you're on probation.
That was the last probation hearing. This is a new probation hearing. He's changed. He's a different person.
Yes, and we acting like this is the judge's fault, like Meek did absolutely nothing
I think
nothing
this is
wrong.
The judge's fault this
well,
time.
Well, even the district attorney didn't want to give him jail time and recommended. Now, even the prosecutor said that.
I'm not saying he should have got jail time or even got this harsh of a sentence. All I'm saying is, contrary to popular belief, when you're on probation, you can't do what you want because you're popping.
All right, now, Oprah has donated $5 million to the Ron Clark Academy. That's in Atlanta. And here's what she said about why she felt like giving that particular money to the school.
Look, I am so moved by everything I've heard here tonight. I was going to say I'm going to match your $500,000. That was what I was going to say. But I've now decided I'm going to give $5 million.
Wow.
Sheesh, all right. Now, well, over the years, that school has been praised for how they educate their students.
Drop one of Clues Bombs, Oprah. I need to hear Will and Jada say that about Tyrese before I believe it. All right? I need to hear Will and Jada utter those same words about Tyrese before I believe that
and
they really gave him $5 million.
Of Oprah and money, you know, she's invested in Weight Watchers. She took a 10% stake in the company, and now that stake has grown. Over the past 25 months, as the pitch woman for Weight Watchers, she has had her stock raise 617%.
I heard that. That's crazy. Oprah can't lose, man.
So congratulations to her.
First of all, Oprah won a long time ago. What do you mean, Oprah? Saying Oprah can't lose, she won a long time
ago. And she's been updating everybody about her weight loss. She lost up to 42 pounds since last January, so that actually attracted a lot of new customers as well.
Wow. I'm currently reading her book, The Wisdom of Sundays, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of her Super Soul Sunday podcast, and the book that she put out about that podcast is incredible.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about the shootings in Texas at the church. We'll tell you what they are now saying happened and about the man who actually ended up killing the shooter.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now in Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions beat the Green Bay Packers 30-17. Now, give us an update on this Texas church shooting, Yee.
Right. So they police have said that they believe it was a domestic situation involved in the suspect's church shooting. That Devin Kelly's motive, they said, is still unclear, but They are investigating why this particular church was targeted. And what the sheriff said is, I do believe you will soon learn there was perhaps a connection with this particular church, something that has not been confirmed or nailed down yet and hence cannot be talked about. But I think what I want to convey to you is I don't think this was just a random act of violence. Now, what they are saying is there were some text messages between him and his mother-in-law, and he was sending threatening text messages to his mother-in-law, and basically that's why he targeted that particular church and ended up killing 26 people and injuring more than 20 people. Now, we also have audio from the man who shot and killed Devin Kelly. This man, Stephen Williford, did an interview with ABC affiliate 4029 News, and here's what he had to say.
And every time I heard a shot, I knew that that probably represented a life. I was scared to death. I was scared for me, and I was scared for every one of them. And I was scared for my own family that just lived less than a block away. I'm no hero. I think my God, my Lord, protected me and gave me the skills to do what needed to be done.
That's exactly what 2A writes are for. Drop on a clues bomb to that man. What's his name?
Stephen Williford.
That's why I believe in my right to bear arms. Until they can come up with some kind of gun reform and keep the guns out of the hands of the crazy people, us sane people got to have our guns to protect us from them.
And you can, and you do have the right to bear arms, and especially I think it's in 38 states you can actually take a test and carry concealed, because I have mine in a bunch of different states. But yes, you can.
Yeah, because guns don't kill people. Guns are just an inanimate object. Guns can be, guns are like fire. They can be used for awesome. They can be used to cook.
All right.
I mean, they can be used to keep you warm. You know what I'm saying? This is all about who hands it in.
Right.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, let's talk about Meek Mill a little bit. Now, if you haven't heard, tell the people what happened with Meek Mill if they're just waking up, ye.
Well, Meek Mill violated probation. He got sentenced to a minimum of 2 years, so he's got 2 to 4 years for violating probation. The judge actually hit him with that, even though the assistant district attorney and the prosecutor did not feel like he deserved that sentence.
All right, and we're asking 800-585-1051, did Meek Mill get what he deserved? That is the question.
I don't like that question.
All right.
Because that question is very subjective. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say what that man deserves. I think a better question is, you know, did Meek Mill put himself in this situation in any way? Because for whatever reason, nobody wants to have any personal accountability when it comes to this.
Well, we can change this
situation.
I mean, not change
the question, but I just think it's a broad discussion to be had.
The reason I say that, because a lot of people say that he deserved it because he violated his probation, and he should be, it should be up to the judge at that point. But I feel like he didn't really violate his probation.
How do you not really violate
I'm explaining it to you. He got arrested in St. Louis, but the charges were dropped. So there's no reason, the judge said, because he got arrested, he violated. But you and I both know, somebody right now downstairs can say, Charlamagne hit me, punched me in the face, and without proof, they can arrest you immediately. So we don't know what happened in St. Louis, but the charges were dropped, so that shouldn't be... You shouldn't be thinking about that.
What about the numerous drug tests they said he failed?
Well, those drug tests were handled beforehand. That's why he got
house arrest. They said he's been clean since January.
Right, that's why he got 90 days house arrest. That's why he got 5 more years probation. When he was in court this week, I thought it was only because of the 2 charges, the reckless driving in New York and the St. Louis fight in the airport. Both of those cases were dropped.
Listen, man, I'm just saying, we acting like this is the judge's fault, like Meek did absolutely nothing wrong. Okay, contrary to popular belief, when you're on probation, you can't do what you want because you popping. Do I want to see Meek in jail? Absolutely not. But we do need to have some discussions about personal accountability as well. If you know the justice system is on your ass the way they was on Meek's ass, you have to move accordingly and not give them a reason to send you away.
Yeah, but I don't think he did. I think that both of his cases were dropped, and you shouldn't be able to use those cases. You can't say, well, because you got arrested.
That don't sound right.
The reckless drivers were dropped.
Basically, don't leave the house.
Yeah, that's what we say. Don't leave the house. Don't move anywhere. You
There's
know?
A lot of people on probation not getting arrested, sir.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
But when a judge has it out for you, it doesn't really matter what you're doing.
So don't give him a reason.
He really didn't. The charges were dropped.
That sounds crazy to me.
All right, maybe in the fight in the airport in St. Louis, I don't know what happened.
We don't know
what
happened.
He wasn't involved in it at all.
And his charges were dropped.
He ended up getting arrested with
other
people.
He's never been charged for that.
I don't know.
The reckless driving, putting it on Instagram.
That was dropped as well.
But he still got arrested for it. Why are you doing things that are illegal and putting it on Instagram?
There were police officers there. They were shooting a video, so those charges were dropped.
So you did something illegal in front of the police.
I'm sure he might have got permission because they would have locked him up right then and there.
I think y'all making a lot of
I don't know. Maybe he didn't think
man.
Doing that for a video shoot and all of that was illegal.
But
maybe
that
he thought he had permission because he
never
was filming.
Got,
I don't know.
I don't want to see Meek in jail either, but we making a lot of excuses. Personal accountability is a thing that we all need to start embracing.
800-585-1051. We're talking about Meek Mill this morning. Did he put himself in a situation? Did he get what he deserved? Call us up right now. Let us know what you think. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, is DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Meek Mill, he will be serving a minimum of 2 years. Tell the people what happened, Yee.
Yes, the judge decided that he violated probation and has sent him to jail for 2 to 4 years.
All right, and we're asking, did he put himself in this position? 800-585-1051.
Yes, he definitely put himself in this position. Now, you know, does he deserve 2 to 4 years? I think that's a bit much, but he definitely put himself in the position to be at the mercy of the court, because if Meek knew the judge had it out for him, why is he failing drug tests? Why is he getting arrested for fighting in airports? Why is he getting arrested for reckless driving in New York and putting it on IG Live? Now, we can talk all day on whether or not his sentence is too harsh, but we also have to talk about personal accountability. If you know the justice system is on your ass the way they was on Meek's ass, you have to move accordingly and not give them a reason to send you away.
See, I disagree. I think that those arrests, anybody could get arrested for anything. It doesn't mean that you actually did it. I mean, just because you were there and maybe somebody got into a fight and they said it was Meek Mill, because that's what somebody's going to say immediately, because at the end of the day, you and I both know people want to sue, people want money. They're going to go at the big name.
Okay,
Meek Mill was arrested. That charge was dropped, so that shouldn't be even anything we talk about. The same thing in Manhattan when he was doing the wheelie, shooting the video, cops were around. I don't know if he got permission or not, but he wouldn't be wheeling if cops were around shooting a video, so I'm sure he got permission. That was dropped, and that probably was dropped because he got permission.
I think we're not doing ourselves any favors by acting like this is all the judge's fault, like Meek did absolutely nothing wrong. Because contrary to popular belief, when you're on probation, you can't do what you want just because you're popping. Like, I think about situations when Meek pulled up BET weekend, and as soon as he got out the car, some of his associates jumped on Safari. Like, bro, they should know better than that. Don't bring that kind of energy around Meek. Meek is the breadwinner. Why are you putting Meek in positions for Meek to be held accountable?
Now, do you remember what happened in the airport in St. Louis?
Mm-mm.
That actually caused this. So apparently an airport employee wanted a picture with him. He didn't want to take the picture. And that's when it turned into a little bit of a scuffle. I don't think it was like a all-out fight like that, but it was a little something because the airport employee was harassing him for a picture.
Well, I'm just saying, man, once again, If you know the justice system is on your ass the way they was on Meek's ass, you have to move accordingly and not give them a reason to send you away. Do I think the sentence was too harsh? Yes, but why are you even in that position to begin with?
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Twin from Miami, man.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? I'm all right.
We're talking Meek Mill. What you thinking, bro?
I mean, me personally, man, I think he's been playing with fire for a little minute, man, so he kind of had it coming. You know what I'm saying? When he had the situation, when the video, he coming out the car with Safari and whatnot, I've been was like, man, it's going to be a matter of time for this man violate.
Word up.
You keep getting into situations over and over. I don't know why y'all think probation officers are stupid. Like, these people are not dumb, bro. They see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then now you're in a bad situation and you get upset. But you playing with fire, bro. So, I mean, he deserves it. Straight up.
All right. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, what do you think about the Meek situation?
Honestly, I've been on probation before, and they explain it to you that you're not allowed to have a run-in with police. You're not allowed to have any sort of illegal interaction with police officers. And do I believe that he should have been put into prison for 2 years? No, I don't, because, you know, his charges were dropped. They had a discussion about it. They dropped the charges. Obviously, something happened, and they believe that he shouldn't have been put into prison for those cases. But do I believe that he should maybe have some more probation? Sure. Do I think that maybe he should
But he got more probation before. When he failed a drug test, they gave him 5 to 6 years more probation. He's had that opportunity before.
This man's been on probation for 11 years now.
You act like he didn't do anything to be on probation for 11 years. He had the gun charge.
Right.
Then he failed drug test, and he got more probation. Envy, I was on probation for 10 years. I had 5 for pointing and presenting a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got arrested for selling drugs, they put me on more probation. I ended up being on probation for a decade. You know why? Because of things that I was doing.
I was just looking at what it is that he did, though, this past year, because they said since January he's been drug-free. Everything else has been well and good. But I'm going to say the arrest in the airport in St. Louis, he got arrested and the 2 airport employees got arrested. The charges got dropped. But he was minding his business. I guess he told them no to a picture, and then it was some... I don't even think it was a fight, but somehow the police were involved and they all got arrested, and then they dropped those charges. And then, like you said, with the video shoot with him, you know, on the bikes, you did the same thing with Fetty Wap for a video shoot, and there was no issue with that. So he probably
don't
didn't
snitch on
think...
Fetty Wap.
I mean, it's over now. But
you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all be doing illegal stuff, but y'all want to get away with it. Y'all got to stop this.
We weren't on the street, though. We were on a private property.
He probably didn't realize that was something he'll get arrested for.
Give him the phone number, man.
He's just going to tell on me, huh? All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking Meek Mill. Did he put himself in his position? Did Meek get what he deserved? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, if you haven't heard, Meek Mill violated his probation, and he has to serve a minimum of 2 years. He's serving 2 to 4. And we're asking 800-585-1051, did he put himself in his own predicament, and did he deserve what he got? Hello, who's this?
What's up, bro? This is Will. Mark City. What's up, Andy?
Will, what's going on, bro? We're talking Meek Millie. What you think?
Man, I think this one time, I always agree with Charlamagne. So, you know, it's just like, you got to know, man. You got to move certain ways. You can't be mad at the judge or nobody. When you sign on that dotted line, you sign on that dotted line to agree to everything on that paper. So you got to move certain ways. You can't move like that when them people watch you.
Okay. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nafisa.
Hey, Nafisa. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
We're talking Meek Mill. What you think?
She sounds irritated.
I am irritated, and I'm from Philly. I think it's absolutely positively disgusting. That judge needs to be investigated. I feel like he needs to move a little different. We all need to move a little different because guess what? The justice system is on everybody's ass that's black.
Yeah, never
trust and believe it. So when they're on you and they have the target on your back, you definitely have to move different. But this that happened is disgusting and unjust. That man takes care of families, his family, employ people, and take care of the community. This is some BS.
You're right, that's all the more reason Meek got to move different. Even when Meek was doing interviews this year and he was telling everybody that, you know, he was on drugs real bad, I was like, damn, I wouldn't be saying that unless I had went to some type of rehab. You know what I'm saying? Because that's kind of like a confession.
But, you know, the sad thing about it is if Meek worked at McDonald's and he was on probation, they would let him go to work. They put him in his house. He couldn't record. He couldn't release music. He couldn't do any shows. He couldn't work. They wanted him to lose everything. And that's not fair. That's not right.
So if you know that, if you know the justice system is on your ass the way they was on Meek's ass, you got to move accordingly.
Well, I don't know. He just told somebody no for a picture, and it seems like they instigated the situation.
Well, listen.
So I can't say that I feel like he was wrong for that.
And you know of all, Charlamagne, how people want to get a piece of you and how they want to try you.
Okay, and?
You don't go out for that reason.
I move accordingly.
Right, but his job is going out, and he's going to see people, you know? We have Ann on the line, and she's an attorney. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you practice law at?
I live in the state of Florida.
Okay.
So there's the one non-crazy person here.
The one that...
I don't know, boo. You never know until y'all get pushed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, basically, my comment was to DJ Envy. The probation violation hearing, you have to prove that the person committed a new law violation, so there was likely witnesses there who testified as to what he did at the airport, as well as when he was charged with the reckless driving. So he wasn't convicted of violating probation merely because he got arrested. It doesn't work that way. That was just basically my comment.
Yeah, and he's failed numerous drug tests. He actually got put on more years of probation because of failed drug tests. So it's like the judge has given him a lot of chances and a lot of opportunities. I still don't think he deserved 2 to 4 years, but he kind of put himself in this position.
Thank you for calling, Ann, and we don't think you're crazy.
All right, thanks.
All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, man, you are free to make whatever choice you want, but you are not free from the consequences of that choice, man. And I know that it's the easy thing to do is point the finger at the justice system, and I know we acting like this is the judge's fault, but we can't act like Meek did absolutely nothing wrong throughout the terms of his probation and even this year, okay? Contrary to popular belief, when you're on probation, you can't do what you want because you're popping.
All right.
And I wish Meek the best, man.
Well, it's still unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. I don't want to see I don't think no black man deserves prison or no person, period, unless they're like a pedophile or a rapist or a child murderer. Now, let me take that back. It is a lot of reasons.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
prison.
That actually deserve
I just don't think Meek Mill should, I don't think he should be in there.
All right, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about the closing arguments in the trial of Jelani Mirage, which is Nicki Minaj's brother. Also, you guys caused Mariah Carey to go and get surgery. We'll tell you what that's about.
What did we do?
Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, just side notes, today is election day in some states, in some cities, so definitely get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's also National Hug a Bear Day. I wouldn't do that if I was you, unless if it was a Care Bear.
I love Care Bears. I used to always buy my wife's Care Bears. I love Care Bears. I used to like the Care Bear cartoon. I used to always like to look at their stomachs and see what their emotions and moods were.
Did they have a thing? Because, like, you know, it was like, not, I mean, it's going to sound
whoa.
Stupid. But it was like Thundercats, 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 whoa.
You always want a thing.
What, did they have a thing that they said when they...
Why are you opening up? Did they do that? Stop acting like it's your butthole. And why are you so quick to open up? What are you doing?
Care Bear stare, man.
Evie, what are you doing? Kind of looks like a Care Bear.
Which one? What color?
The little blue
Definitely
one.
Definitely pink. No, more to like the yellow one.
The powder
the yellow
blue.
One? Let me look and see what their names were. Oh, you're about to make me go on a Care Bear.
Oh, there was a Care Bear stare, right? Yeah. The Care Bear. Did they say something? Care
oh,
Bear?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because whatever they had on their chest used to like come out. Like it'd be like a laser or something.
See?
Oh, shoot. I'm going to do a Care Bear deep dive real quick.
All right.
I miss the Care Bears, man.
All right, anyway. Oh, man. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nicki Minaj's
brother. Cheer Bear, Share Bear, Grumpy Bear, Tender Heart Bear.
See?
It's all coming back to me now.
See?
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, the prosecution and the defense presented closing arguments, and that is for the trial of Jelani Miraj, which is Nicki Minaj's brother. They were allegations that he raped his stepdaughter when she was 11 years old. Now, the defense attorney, David Schwartz, just basically gave his theory that the mother concocted these allegations to get $25 million from Nicki Minaj. They were trying to extort her. That is according to the defense attorney. He said there are 25 million reasons why these people have lied. He said that it was a master plan devised by the mom to basically get married first and then take all of Nicki Minaj's money. It only took her 4 months to unleash hell on this family. Now, as far as the prosecution, basically they said that you heard the testimony from the victim herself. And there you have it. Why would you give up this lush life all in the name of a lie? They were living in a great house and now they're living in a basement apartment with a sectional sofa.
I'll say this. If he gets off... And Meek Mill got to do this 2-4. I'm going to apologize to Nicki, man, because that Onika voodoo is clearly real.
Oh, okay? My goodness. This guy.
All right. Mariah Carey has decided to have a weight loss surgery. She underwent weight loss surgery because she got self-conscious. Everybody was saying cruel things about her online. Now, she underwent gastric sleeve surgery last month.
Gastric sleeve? What's that?
That means you remove part of the stomach so that you feel fuller more quickly. It's a small incision that they do, so recovery time is fast, and there's minimal scarring. They said she's always been proud of her curves, but this summer, she went on tour with Lionel Richie. It became harder to dance. She was getting so much criticism online about her body that she decided she had to do that. So.
Listen, man, ladies, when you start getting chubby guys, too, just put like a rainbow or something on your stomach, man. Be a Care Bear. Like, for real, just embrace it. Like, I think we need to do that.
She also recently, her and her manager have split ways also. So a lot of people didn't really like her manager, and now no more of that.
Put a music sign on your stomach.
All right, designer, what's been going on with him since his song Panda came out and got Best Rap Song at the Billboard Music Awards? Well,
what year was that?
2016, was it?
Panda was 2016?
Yeah, he came out in 2016.
It seems so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right, is that last year? All right, well, anyway, here is what he has to say about two new albums he's putting out.
For all them haters out there, man, I don't want to hear all this shit. Designer fell off. Designer never fell nowhere. You feel what I'm saying? I fell into a motherfucking mansion. I just born in L.A. Thank you all my fans. L.O.D. album coming soon.
All right, so none of y'all haters.
I don't know if Designer fell off, but he didn't follow up. I'll say that. He didn't follow up from Panda.
He needs more music.
Yeah, he didn't put out more music. Like, I don't know why they just didn't drop
the album.
He put
out that Timmy Turner song.
Timmy Turner was a decent record, but when Panda was the number one song in the country, why they just didn't drop a project then?
I don't know, maybe.
He probably didn't have it. Remember, they signed him off that record.
I mean, I can't say he fell off. I'll say he didn't follow up.
All right, now Drake, by the way, has some new music on the way as well. He hasn't put out anything in 5 months. That's very un-Drake-like of him. So here's what he had to say while he was performing in Australia on his Boy Meets World tour.
I landed at the airport here. It was this kid working there, and the first thing he said to me was, "Hey, man, great to have you on. You know, when are you dropping some new shit, man? You know, that's love to me. I really do appreciate that. So, just know I'm always working for you. I'm never sitting around wasting my time. So I got coming for you. Don't worry.
Don't you worry. He has something coming for you. All right. And he's also teased a collaboration that he has with Timberland as well. And Kitty Jones. Kitty Jones is the woman who did the interview with BuzzFeed where she talked about R. Kelly and being abused by him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she now has a book coming out. And her book is called I Was Somebody Before This. In an excerpt, she talks about being in the studio and feeling dizzy. She said, I had just toured 30 cities with R. Kelly, living in Chicago with him, and I wanted to kill myself. Now, some of the chapters in the book have titles like, Are You Getting Peed On? Another chapter is...
Why is life such a spoof, man?
Oh,
like, why? Is God a Wayans brother? Like, what's going on, man?
There's 10 chapters. So, Are You Getting Peed On? She looks a lot like the girl from that sex tape. And Always Call Me a Daddy. is one of the chapters as well.
I think she needs to rethink this. All right, rethink those chapter titles, Kitty.
All right, well, I'm Jesus Angela Christ. Yee, and that is your rumor report.
If I read a title, a chapter of a book called Are You Getting Peed On, and there's no talk about pee.
I'm sure it is.
She's not answering that question. I'm going to be highly upset.
I'm sure she's talking about it.
All right, because you got me. I'm reading.
I'm reading.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for those rumors, Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
A guy named Wendell Melton. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. Let's have a conversation about moral honesty and moral dishonesty.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, November 7th, goes to a father in Nevada named Wendell Melton. Now, they keep calling Wendell Melton a father, but I won't call him that. There's nothing father-like about him, because when I think of being a father, I think of unconditional love for my kids. That unconditional love to where, whether they are right or wrong, you know, whether I think they're right or wrong, they're still mine, and I love them regardless, even if I'm disappointed in them. Envy, can you relate?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Wendell Melton has a 14-year-old son named Giovanni that he was clearly disappointed in. Now, I'm still trying to figure this parenting thing out. Every day you learn something new. But I do know the root of parenting is love, unconditional love. And what Wendell Melton did as a provider of sperm, I can't even call him a father, as a provider of sperm, had absolutely nothing to do with love. What did Wendell Melton do to his son Giovanni? Let's go to 13 Action News for the report, please.
Police say 53-year-old Wendell Melton got into an argument with his 14-year-old son, Giovanni Melton, prompting the father to shoot and kill his own son. 13 Action News spoke with the woman claiming to be Giovanni's foster mom. She says Giovanni's biological mother has been out of the picture for quite some time, and that his father did not like the fact he was gay, even pulling a gun on his son another time in the past after finding Giovanni with his boyfriend, according to the foster mom.
What is this, the 80s? Listen, this is a message for anyone who commits hate crimes. Why would you throw your life away over someone you hate? You hate me that much that you want to ruin your life? You're racist, you're homophobic, you have any kind of prejudice. Why would you throw your life away harming me? Things that I don't like, I stay away from, period. I'm not going to let it have any impact on my life whatsoever. Nonetheless, throw my life away because of my hate for you. Now, Sonya Jones is Giovanni's foster mom, and she had this to say about the situation.
Giovanni was abused physically and mentally and spiritually for many, 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 many of years. He hated the fact that his son was gay. I'm sure that inside of his mind, he would rather have a dead son than a gay son.
Jesus Christ. Mm-mm. You would rather have a dead son than a gay son. How about just having a son, period? First of all, I believe in the four agreements, and one of the four agreements is don't take anything personal. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own dream, in their own mind. They are in a completely different world from the one we live in, okay? When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our world, and we try to impose our world on their world. Even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Taking things personally makes you easy prey for these predators, these black magicians. They can hook you easily with one little opinion and feed you whatever poison they want, and because you take it personally, you eat it up. I don't want anyone out there who is gay to hear this story and think that something is wrong with them. Don't take it personally, okay? Giovanni did nothing wrong. This is all on Wendell. All right, Wendell had his own personal demons, his own issues, and being that he was mad at himself, he took it out on his own son, Giovanni, and used Giovanni's lifestyle as an excuse. Now, this is also an example of something I like to call moral dishonesty. See, Wendell is acting like being gay is the worst thing in the world. Oh, it's a sin. I don't want my son to be gay. Well, how do you think being gay is wrong, but you don't think murder is wrong? You don't want your son to be gay. Well, I don't want my father to be a murderer, especially a murderer of his own son. Mm. Moral honesty is when, regardless of your religion, politics, experiences, beliefs, you can still admit when something is right and something is wrong, even when you don't agree with it. So you are being extremely morally dishonest if you look your son in the eyes, tell him he's wrong for being gay, but then kill him. Murder is a crime. Being gay is not. Okay? Look, fellas, if you're mad your son is gay and you think you may want to kill him, just be a deadbeat. Walk out of your son's life, okay? He will be better without you, I promise, all right? If Wendell would have just been a deadbeat, this would have never happened, okay? Giovanni would still be alive, and Wendell wouldn't be in jail, charged with open murder, child abuse, and prohibited person possessing a firearm, okay? The irony of this situation is Wendell hates gay people so much that he would kill them, okay? And it's a good chance in prison. You're going to be gay whether you want to be or not, all right? Holy prison rape, Batman. And I would be morally dishonest if I said he didn't deserve it. Give Wendell Melton the biggest hee-haw, please.
Yep.
Mind your goddamn business.
Right.
Even if it's your son. I do not understand the logic of hating somebody so much that you throw your life away because of your hate for that person. That makes no sense to me.
None at all.
None.
Well, you're going to be somebody's boyfriend in jail.
But don't listen to me. I'm over here doing a deep dive on Care Bears this morning. So, I don't know anything.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank
Cher
you for that donkey day.
Cher popping because I like the purple.
Okay.
Cher is her name and sharing is her game. Cher Bear is a nurturing and generous bear who considers everyone her friend, carefree and loving. Cher is happiest when she's giving or baking. She thinks sharing is such a treat that she shows it with her belly badge, two heart-shaped lollipops. I'm about to go indulge in some Care Bears.
I feel bad. I don't know a lot about the Care Bears at all.
Well, now we know what to give Charlamagne for Christmas, Care Bears.
When I eat gummy bears, I eat their stomach first.
You don't just pop the whole thing in your mouth, Balls?
No, sometimes I like to bite off the head or I like to bite off the stomach.
What kind of sicko are you?
Right?
It's like, Jesus Christ.
All right.
Who are you?
When we come back, Miko Grimes will be joining us from basketball, Baller Wives. Right? Mm-hmm. Baller Wives, right?
Yes, Baller Wives.
Baller Wives. So we'll kick it with her when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes.
From Baller Wives.
Some of the best breasts in the business.
Hey,
I am, but I can still compliment a good breast.
My husband knows he likes my breasts. Yeah. He already knows. He talks about it all the time.
It's awkward. Miko Grimes.
Miko.
What up?
How are you?
Hi, Miko. Nice to finally meet you and you.
Yes.
Well, Miko's known for being a loudmouth. The NFL hates her. You know, her husband is Brent Grimes.
Yes.
One of the best cornerbacks in the league, if not the best.
The best.
And for whatever reason, he gets no flack for your mouth.
He can't. You know why? Because he's the best corner in the league.
True indeed.
If he wasn't, he'd be fired.
Yeah.
Off the team. Mm-hmm. But I get to talk my sh- because he's dope.
Got you.
Now, I met Kiafa Vic before.
Ugh.
You like Kiafa?
No.
I went to college with Kiafa. Why you don't like Kiafa?
I used to like Kiafa. We were friends. I thought we were friends, so I found out we weren't friends.
Wow, right, she doesn't consider you a friend, I guess.
Yeah.
Never really has.
That's crazy. I thought that was crazy when she said that.
Why do you think y'all was friends? Y'all share tampons or something? Like,
nobody shares tampons.
Yes, you do if your period's on and you don't have any.
Hey, girl, give me one.
That's a share. Oh, okay.
That's a share. That's giving.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
who would think that?
Who would think that?
Women.
We both thought
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, this is why I thought Kiafa and I were friends. The first time I met her was we were going to Hawaii. We were on the same flight. Mm-hmm. My husband, her husband, and I, we were going to the Pro Bowl. And I met her then and ran into her a couple times in Hawaii. We kind of had a few conversations. And then when she moved into the gated community that I live in, my husband was like, oh, the Vicks are here, blah, blah.
In Miami, right?
Yeah. When he was in Atlanta, my husband was on the team with him. But my husband was on the practice squad. So my husband was playing receiver in practice. So they had a relationship. I'm everybody's weed connect. Everybody should know that.
You're the weed connect?
I'm the weed connect. So when he came, yeah.
Where are you from?
L.A.
Okay. What part of L.A.? Compton?
Inglewood,
okay.
So when he came to the community, I thought it was my duty to let him know, I'm here, let's smoke. So I would go over there and smoke with him.
You smoking Michael Vick?
And his wife, Kiafa.
While he was in the NFL?
No. This is when we were in Miami. Okay. He was already done. Yeah.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay, cool.
Oh, he might have still been playing.
Yeah.
He was, yes. So, yeah, we were.
All right.
So anyways, and so I would go over there, hang out with them, and then she was like, you should bring your son over to play with my kids. I'm like, yeah. Brought my son over a couple times, swim with his daughters, play with them and everything. And then she had a pool party one day, and she invited me. And the party was like noon, so I was on time. And I show up, and the girl's wig is spinning on her head because none of her food is ready. Nothing's decorated. Nothing's done. I take off my shoes, take off my jewelry. I'm cooking her food. with her in the kitchen.
You're being a good friend.
I'm being a good friend.
Now, tell me what the meal was, now, because you could have just been boiling hot dogs.
No. I made some pasta salad. Ooh. I seasoned. We were on the grill. There was a guy ended up coming that was grilling all the food. I seasoned the food.
Okay.
I was doing whatever she asked me to do. I went outside, rearranged all the furniture. Mm-hmm. No one was there yet. I was the only person there. Mm-hmm. So I did all this stuff for her. And then whenever she needed something, she called me. Hey, girl, me and my friends are drinking. We ran out of champagne. We're kind of tipsy. We don't want to go to the liquor store. You got a couple bottles? I'll get you back next time. Yeah. Brought her a couple bottles of champagne. Hey, girl, I saw all those dope grilling utensils on your Snapchat and your Instagram. Can I borrow those? I'm grilling, blah, blah. Yeah, come on through. It's all good. Hey, girl, I heard you was cooking. Can I come over to eat? Yeah, all this. I tailgate. Can I come to your tailgate? I love your food. I cook.
Sound like friends to me.
So this was going on for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so then we're getting ready to do this show, and I find out that another neighbor of mine, her and Stacy, don't get along. That has nothing to do with me. Nothing at all. I feel like I can be friends with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want me to be friends with Stacy because she has beef with Stacy. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with me. Next thing I know, she's spreading rumors about me.
What kind of rumors?
She's telling the other girls on the show that me and my husband we fly to Europe and hire prostitutes and escorts to come back to Miami with us and have orgies and do drugs and all this crazy.
Why would you come back to Miami? Why wouldn't y'all just do it in Europe?
Why wouldn't I just get hoes from Miami?
Oh, true indeed.
Yeah, that's a way easier solution.
That even better.
You know, and talking about that, we're doing coke and all this stuff, and I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I thought we were friends. Well, I just want you to know that it takes a lot more for me to consider somebody a friend. I said, Kiafa, well, I feel like the relationship that we've had and the things that we've done together, that doesn't mean we're best friends, mm-hmm. but we were friends.
Right. Not just acquaintances, but
not just
friendly.
Acquaintances. We were friends.
Feel like that show didn't represent you well? I know Kiafa said she didn't really enjoy doing the show.
She was the cause of all the drama. I don't know why it didn't represent her well.
She's executive producer on it, too, right?
That's a vanity title. That bitch ain't got no power, nothing.
Why'd she end up being EP? Yeah, why?
Because she's Michael Vick's wife, and she basically brought Michael Vick to the table.
Oh, so they was like, if you can get us Vick, you can get EP.
Because I wanted to be EP. I would have been a better EP. I am actually in the business. You know, she doesn't know what she's doing in this business. All she's doing is stirring up the pot, making all these girls fight. There was no reason for all of us to be beefing. We should have been cool. The little catty girl stuff, I'm with all that. But the fights, y'all didn't see everything.
Y'all fought? Fist fought?
Yes.
Who did you fight? You fought?
I ain't about to get sued. But yes, it's happened. A lot of things happened. But we're not allowed to talk about the stuff that didn't air.
Oh, you're not allowed to?
Yeah.
So safe to say you won't be coming back to the show?
I'll come back.
Okay.
Gotcha. I would come back. The only reason I would come back is because I have other things that I had other plans for that show.
Mm-hmm.
I have other things. I'm trying to do my own sports talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so I was using that as a platform just to change what the image is I have on social media. People think I'm just some loud, stupid bitch. I'm not either any of those.
And that was a big theme on the show, too, is that you did have a show.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say she's a loud, stupid bitch. That was a big theme on the show.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, girl.
And you feel like you got fired because of, was it Asia's husband? Asia's husband.
She used me for a storyline. I wish she would have come to me and said, hey, girl, I need a storyline. Could you help me out? I would have done it. Mm-hmm. But she did it behind my back. I didn't even know Asia at all. Her husband and I had a radio. We were at the same station. And what happened is a lot of men in radio talk the same about me that he does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. The things he's saying is the same thing every white man in radio is saying about me.
What are they saying?
Oh, she's a girl. She only got her job because of her husband. She doesn't know sports. I've been doing sports reporting before I even knew Brent Grimes existed.
And you played sports.
And
too.
I played professional basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's how my husband met me at a radio show in Atlanta with Dennis Scott called 3D After Dark. And we were only doing basketball, and I asked him to incorporate football to the show. And I started having the Falcon players come on. That's how I met my husband.
Oh,
you see what I mean? That's why I'm like, where are people coming?
Right.
I have a broadcasting degree, and this dumb telling me I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. First of all,
you got a broadcasting degree.
You got to stop cursing.
Sorry.
First of all, Miko, I love Miko's POV. I love her opinion on things. But where are you going to work? You see what they just did to Jemele Hill.
I don't want to work for anyone that's going to muzzle me. I want to go on Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, where they allow people to actually have an opinion.
Gotcha.
ESPN does not let Jemele Hill have an opinion.
That's a fact.
But she's needed.
Yes.
I need her there.
All right, we have more with Miko Grimes when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Meeko Grimes in the building. Yee.
Do you feel like the show has helped you get back on the radar as far as what you want to do?
Yeah, it has. It actually showed people another side of me. It showed a family side of me. And that whole Asia thing, how she tried to make up that I try to keep our kids apart or try to hurt our kids. Like, why would I do that? Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't even, people that know me know that doesn't even sound like me.
So what do you feel like you'll do differently then for next season? Because now that you're experienced, you know, I know the first season of a show like that is always the adjustment period. Like, all right, what are they going to try to make us do? How are things going to be manipulated?
I'm going to be the exact same person. I was myself the entire show. Mm-hmm. How they choose to edit me is how they edit me. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to say exactly how I feel every single time and let the editors do what the editors do. That's all I can do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the same person. That's it.
How do you feel about the NFL protest?
I feel like it's necessary, and the only reason is because these players, they, like you don't see NBA players kneeling and doing all this stuff because they don't really have to. They run their league. They own their league. This protesting is more about freedom for these players than anything. Mm-hmm. They can't. They don't have First Amendment rights. They don't get to say what they want to say. This the NFL is like the military. It's like a too much of a structure. You have to do what they say. You have no say so on how the day to day go. You don't even get to call your own plays. Like, you have no freedom. And I feel like if they are the one group of people that have to stand up for us, because they're standing up for themselves as well.
But isn't that the problem though? Because Colin took a knee because of the injustices that African Americans were facing in this country, the police brutality. But now it's turned into this whole NFL thing. Yeah. NFL players' rights.
But that's why they're trying to hijack it, because they're trying to punk all the players. And they couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So there were some people that are like, no, we're going to keep on doing it. And now they're like, well, you know what? We can't stop them technically. There's no rule behind it. So now let's just hijack the movement. But you got to keep on talking about it, because this is America's sport. And the only way that you're going to really get some movement, because everybody's like, it's not doing anything. It is doing something. You're moving in small pieces, but you got to keep moving. You have to keep letting people know that you're not going to stand for this kind of stuff. Like, it's not going to keep happening. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to keep happening. Like, we need white players now. We need people that actually know, you know what, they're right. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to fire. They're not going to do it to those white quarterbacks. They're not going to kick them out of the league. So until we get some of these people that act like, oh, this is a brotherhood, this is a family, we're all family. Well, if I'm your family and you know what I'm saying is true, why aren't you having my back?
Right.
Why aren't you saying to people, you know what, they're right. Mm-hmm. I don't want to kneel, but they're right. This is wrong. The things that are happening to them are wrong. And that's not a brotherhood. That's why it's all f***ed up in the That's why the locker rooms are divided, because there are certain players that are saying, even if you're right, I don't care. I'm not standing up for you. And then there's other players that are like, well, you know, I don't like you. Because I aired something on my podcast that a lot of people don't know. But the reason Derek Carr got injured is because the Raiders offensive line allowed him to get injured, because he was against them protesting. And they had a fight in the locker room before that Monday night game in the Reds. Yes, I caught the tea, baby. They were fighting in the locker room, and that's the only all-black offensive line in the NFL is the Raiders.
Now, I've seen stuff like that in movies. That happens in real life?
That happened in real life. It just happened. So they were in the locker room. Derek Carr is a Bible thumper to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And so he was basically trying to force the players to read the Bible before the game and do all this stuff. And they were like, no, you, that's you. And so he was so upset about it when the whole offensive line was saying they were going to kneel. He was like, no, you're not kneeling. No, this is America. You're going to stand for the flag and blah, blah, blah. And they got in a fight in the locker room. So when they came out to play, they basically had a plan, like, you know what?
You don't want to nail with us, we're going to make you nail.
So this was last year?
No, this happened this year.
I thought Derek Carr got hurt last year, too.
No, he just came back.
Gotcha.
He was injured. That was from that.
Wow.
Yeah, the offensive allegedly offensive line let him get cracked a couple times just to let him know exactly what can happen to you if you don't stand with us.
Wow.
Yes.
Allegedly. Then you're going to learn that word too. No cursing and allegedly.
Allegedly.
You think Colin is being blackballed?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The word blackball means that the entire NFL is getting together to keep him out of the league. And people are like, oh, you think it's the whole NFL? Yes.
Collusion.
Every single team. What other reason is he not signed? You know, all these bums are signed.
Yeah,
all these players that can't even really play. It's a collusion. It's a fact. Can he prove it? I don't know.
Oh, why did you get arrested in Miami that time?
Because on my radio show, I talk about police brutality, and my program director was telling me that you're only supposed to talk about sports. And I said, well, police brutality is involved in sports. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of cops, allegedly cops, were calling in and saying all these things they were going to do to me and all this stuff. And I didn't believe it because, you know, it's kind of really like the corny people. So I tailgate. I tailgate every single game, and I'm tailgating, you know, with the fans, and I'm trying to walk into the stadium. We were playing the Buffalo Bills, who have a bad relationship with them. I call Buffalo the armpit of America. And so as I'm going into the stadium with my girlfriend, who had never been
in Buffalo.
No, we were in Miami. No, but we're playing. Okay. It was a home opener. The fans were throwing beer, food, all this stuff at me as I'm walking into the stadium, because I was on the radio the day before trashing them. So I was like, okay, I got to go another way because I'm getting doused. Like, it's a lot happening.
Why are you smiling? You like that?
No, I like fan stuff crazy, like that. It's kind of fun.
You're like riling people
But my
up.
Friend was freaking out because she didn't understand what was going on. Mm-hmm. And so I called the Dolphins security and I said, hey, I can't get into the stadium. The fans, the Buffalo Bills fans are going crazy. And they were like, go back towards your tailgate. We're going to meet you over there with a golf cart. We'll come pick you up so that you can get in. Well, I tried to go back to the tailgate area, and the cop, who obviously knew who I was, pushed me to the ground and told me I couldn't go back. And I said, why you tell somebody they can't go back? What if I left my purse, my keys, mm-hmm. my tickets, whatever? People don't even go inside. Some people tailgate the whole game.
Right.
And he just told me I couldn't go back. So I was like, what the hell? So I crossed back to the street to where the fans were. Mm-hmm. I'm calling the security back to let them know. Next thing I know, I get chokeslammed from behind, and I'm getting my ass beat.
Wow.
By the police.
By the police.
Damn.
The only charge I probably was guilty of was resisting arrest, because I tried to fight back, because I didn't know it was a cop. I thought it was the fans. Mm-hmm. And then I see the cops. I'm like, oh, what the hell's going on? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Nobody got it on tape?
No, because it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But there was thousands of people around us. They caught the end of it. So then I started yelling off badge numbers. I'm like trying to, you know, tell them I'm suing all them. And then they arrested me then. That's when they were, oh, no, you're under arrest. And I said, for what? And they were like, resisting arrest. I'm like, whatever. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got the charges, I headbutt a cop. I was facing 11 years.
The stadium ain't had no cameras or nothing?
Yeah, that's why my husband is no longer a Dolphin. The Miami Dolphins refused to give us the camera footage. My lawyer subpoenaed it. I came in contact with 8 cameras from the time I got arrested. They golf carted me all the way around the stadium to jail. And the Dolphins, they were just like, let it go. They said, just drop it. They're going to drop the charges. Like, don't worry about it. I said, so y'all just going to let me get beat up for nothing? And they were like, just let it go. Just let it go. You're not going to get any charges. And I said, but my reputation, like all these things happened to me. And they told my lawyer all the cameras malfunctioned.
Yeah.
All the charges were dropped. Nothing ever came. It was done.
So Brent requested a trade? Or he asked
No, he just finished. He finished the season, and then he said he wanted to leave. And they said, no, you're not leaving. You're staying. And they said, and on top of that, you're taking a pay cut. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And they were like, yes, you are. And what they were going to do is they're going to hold him till June 1st. Because in your contract is not, they can hold you till June 1st. And they can let you go. But in June, no other teams have any more money. All the money is given out in March. And they were like, we're going to drop you June 1st. No one's going to be able to give you $15 million in June. That's what he was due from them. And then you're going to have to come back here for pennies because your son goes to school. We know he loves that private school. Your wife loves here. You have a house here. Your foundation's here. You're going to come back here, and you're going to play for us for what we tell you to play for. And then he said, well, then I'm retiring.
Dang.
And I said, no, you're not. No, you're not. And I said, you need to take the muzzle off and let me get dirty. And he said, the only thing he told me was don't tell a lie. And I tweeted, in 72 hours, Brent Grimes will be a free agent. This is to all the NFL owners in the NFL. He will be a free agent in 72 hours. He was a free agent in 72 hours because of my Twitter. Mm. And signed 24 hours later for not $15 million, $16.5
million. Nice. Mm.
And gave me the $1.5 million.
You want to be my manager?
Yeah, his agent.
I'm his agent. I'm his manager, yeah.
His manager. There you go. Well, Miko, we appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Tyrese.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tyrese did the cry and twerk situation. Now, first on this video, that he posted, he got very emotional. He was talking about his chef from Turks and Caicos and all of the emotional distress. Here's what he said.
He loved us so much that he cooks for us every day. And he's gone 5 days in pain. And he's so f***ing passionate about just feeding us. He's been suffering for 5 days. So now, this is the first day I'm able to give my wife some good energy. And what the first time I had a conversation with my wife to clarify everything. So you know what, chef? I got you, baby.
Why was the chef in pain? Because Tyrese couldn't pay him? Whatever.
I don't know.
But what? Was he cooking for a chef?
I think he was cooking for his wife, I thought. Man, because then he's bringing his wife some food and he actually twerks he's bringing her some food.
What do you mean twerks?
We all have heard the saying, happy wife, happy life. Let me show you happy wife and happy life. My wife is happy. So this is me. This is the happiest food delivery of all time. Now, if you don't know what I'm doing right now, that's called a twerk. Oh, what? Twerk. You better get
Damn, when Jody walked in on Melvin butt-naked cooking his mama breakfast, it scarred him for life, huh?
So if you ever vote, you could have seen that video.
Lord have mercy,
Tyrese
Jody.
Twerking. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Enough said. Black China has a brand new
Take
song.
Take me out that group chat, man.
And it's called Pop That P Like a Pistol.
Hmm?
Black China.
Okay.
She has a new song. It's called Pop That P, you know, vagina, like a pistol. Now, she's been in the studio with Young Berg. She's trying to work with artists like Yo Gotti and Sway Lee from Ray Sherman and Tory Lanez. Here's a little snippet so you can see how the song sounds.
I got it. Now, Charlamagne, you said you've heard some of her records before, and you said they were okay?
I heard a record that Joe Budden let me hear one time when we was doing Hip Hop Squares this year. Joe Budden let me hear a record that Young Berg produced. And I really think Joe Budden wrote that record. He trying to be sneaky. He got a little sneaky ghostwriting.
So you think he wrote this one too?
I don't know if he wrote this one. We're going to fart on this one for now. Okay?
Oh my goodness.
We're going to fart on that one.
That's a wet fart.
Yeah, you go. No, that's actually a queef. That's why
it
pops like a pistol. Water gun, ye.
All right, guys.
All right, the Bobby Brown story is supposed to be coming to BET in 2018, and Woody McClain will be back as the role of Bobby Brown. It's going to be 30 years of Bobby Brown's life, starting at his time as a drug dealer in Roxbury to his success in his career and personal life.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for my guy, Woody McClain, damn it. All right, that's Charleston, South Carolina right there, okay?
I want to see that.
All right, now, Diddy, we told you yesterday about his name change. Remember he said this is what he's responding to?
But love or brother love, okay?
Well, now it turns out he was only joking. Here's what Diddy had to say now.
Today I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play around with the internet. Due to an overwhelming response from the media, and just due to there not wanting to be any confusion, I was only joking. I didn't change my name. It's just part of one of my alter egos.
I can't even believe that Diddy has to explain it. Just like I can't believe that people were actually trying to correct us yesterday saying he didn't say his name was Butt Love. He said his name was Brother Love. I'm like, we know that. It's called sarcasm, people.
All right, now a black female writer has come forward. She works for The Root, Danielle Young, and she shared an essay. She talked about two uncomfortable harassment experiences. She said one with Jesse Jackson and one with John Singleton.
Sheesh.
What, Charlamagne?
Messy Jesse? Yeah, Come on, Jesse.
She said a lot of black women have dealt with unwanted sexual attention throughout their lifetime and have been conditioned to act grateful for it. Now, she said, what happened to me was something that was so casual, I almost didn't even consider it sexual harassment, even though it was beyond my desire. She said, I walked toward Jackson smiling and he smiled back at me. His eyes scanned my entire body. All of a sudden, I felt naked in my sweater and jeans as I walked within arm's reach of him. Jackson reached out a hand and grabbed my thigh, saying, I like all of that right there, and gave my thigh a tight squeeze. She said, I was shocked to say the least. And she said she had no idea he would touch her in that sexual way. Now, a rep for Reverend Jackson has responded, saying, although Reverend Jackson does not recall the meeting 3 years ago, he profoundly and sincerely regrets any pain Miss Young may have experienced. Now, as far as
John... So he didn't say he didn't do it?
You don't remember.
Listen, everybody, let me tell y'all something. Jesse Jackson is 76 years old. I don't know if y'all seen Jesse Jackson lately. Jesse don't recall too much of nothing.
All right, well, here's what she said happened with John Singleton. She said this was just this year. She was at the ABFF, American Black Film Festival, and she said that John Singleton grabbed her by the wrist and said, "Bring that juiciness over here." And then she said he was sitting in a director's chair, so when he pulled me, I fell forward and stopped myself by placing my hands on his legs. He leaned forward and kissed me on my cheek. I said, "Oh, okay," and stood up embarrassed because everyone was definitely still in the room. So then she said he asked her if she wanted to take a picture. He grabbed me around my waist and pulled me into him, saying, "Ooh, I'm going to grab on tight to you."
I don't know about John Singleton, but I know for a fact Jesse Jackson has no idea what's going on in the world right now.
Is John Singleton... Never mind.
What?
I thought he was gay. He's not gay.
There you go.
Who said that?
There you go.
Where did you just come up with that?
Ever since you got caught with your little 9.5-inch dildo in your butt, you want everybody to
I have never heard that John Singleton was gay.
Why would you just say that?
I don't know why I thought that.
I can't believe you just said that.
I was asking. I'm not saying it. I was asking.
I tell you.
I asked. I said is. That's is.
I want to know where you heard that.
You know what? I'm going to build a wall around black people because I am just sick.
I just asked.
Of just beige people just blurting things out like that.
I just asked.
Why would you say that?
I didn't say it. I asked.
Google this.
This guy. Yeah.
See, she got to Google it. I just want to ask.
Google? I'm going back to my care bed.
I don't see anything about that.
I'm not listening to you. I'm going back to the care bed.
I just asked. Okay, I was wrong. I just asked.
See what happens if I put in DJ Envy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sick of you, Envy. I just can't take it.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Are you finished? Matter of fact, are you done?
I'm done.
We'll pass the dildo then, all right?
What? My goodness. All right. People's Choice mixes up next. Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow.
My goodness.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.